especially at this time in my life, you know, I don't want to just be a drummer in a band. I mean, that's okay. But, you know, I like to have say-so as far as, like, you know, the business part of it, you know, the set list, everything. The music, you know, everything. I just want to be, you know, I don't want to be just a drummer. And even with Larry Coryell, I'm playing drums, but, you know, he respects my, if I said, man, let's do a sound check at 5. I'm, you know, I don't want to do it at 4. And he's like, yeah, okay, you know. I want to have people that, I don't want a boss. I don't want a boss, you know. I mean, if I'm going to get a boss, you know, maybe I would get a gig, like, in a big corporation where I could make more money and have, you know, hospitalization and stuff. And then, you know, put on a suit. And then I'd feel like, okay, this is a job that requires a boss. But in music, you know, it's too free, you know. I mean, so there's times to have someone that tells you what to do. Like I said, the composer, arranger, that's okay. But I don't want somebody to tell me, you know, treat me like I'm 10 years old and say, oh, you have to be here now. It's like, you know.
And did you listen to all the Dee records? I mean,
no. No, I know I've listened to them, you know, to learn the songs and stuff. And I knew I was familiar with them before a little bit. But I don't really listen to that unless I have to learn the music. I listened to it at first because I liked it, and I played it. I turned many students on to it, you know. But I don't listen to it now. I mean, it's like, again, it's the past. It's not even my past. It's someone else's past, you know. So sometimes I'll listen to things, you know, like I'll remember, oh, God, I forgot what CD it is, but there's some stuff with it. I love the bass sound. You know, so if I have that feeling like, God, I really want to hear that sound, I'll put on SBB, you know. Or, you know, if I want to hear a particular song, I'll put on SBB. I don't listen to the records just to listen to them, you know. I mean, because it's not part of my past, you know. It's not like I grew up listening to that stuff. You know, where the Beatles, that was part of my past. So sometimes I go back because it makes me feel nostalgic. I remember, you know, my girlfriend, or I remember, you know, where I was when I heard that first song. But in general, no, you know, if it's somebody else's past like that, I'll study it if I have to. I'll like what I like of it, and then I'll listen to it as my pleasure, but I don't do it as homework, you know.
And how do you approach the albums that you played with SBB? I like SBB during concert, during gigs.
Yeah.
So I seem to love live album Goodbye.
Yeah.
What's your opinion?
Goodbye was great. That wasn't even supposed to be a record. That was just my first gig with them. We played a gig. I mean, I didn't even know. I knew Apostolos, but I didn't really know Joseph or anything. I mean, and, you know, we played, and the next thing I know, it's coming out as a record. And I really liked that record. I think we did a really good job of recording that. Thank you. So, to me, that was really, when I heard that, I'm like, wow, this is really kind of exciting, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
New Century. New Century is your new release.
Right.
New things besides.
Oh, great, thank you.
I think we can hear different SBB there. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, SBB seems like it's always growing, you know? I really like that. And, you know, that record was done very quickly again. You know, we had, like, you know, 5 days or something to record it. And a lot of the songs were done in the first take. I mean, you know, Odd Lot we knew, you know, Mitch Curry knew, whatever that was. But many of those other things, Music Is My Life and all those, that was the first time we ever played those songs. And, yeah, I like the record a lot. I mean, I hear where it could have been finished if we would have had more time. But sometimes that's okay, too, that you don't have, you know, sometimes enough time becomes, then you get too much involved in it, you know. But no, and Mac was a great producer. I think, you know, he's one of those guys again too. You know, as a producer, he was the boss basically, but he didn't boss us around. You know, he just let us do what we wanted. He had some great suggestions, but you know, you never felt like that he was like, I'm doing this, you do this. You know, he was very relaxed, yeah, relaxed, you know, professional. He's lived life. He's done. You find that people, once they do a certain amount of things, they feel comfortable, and so they can do a good job without trying to be difficult or prove that they're great. I mean, his record shows that he's great, you know. Everything he's done shows that he's great, so he doesn't have to come in and prove to us that he's great. We know he's great. and he was, the way he suggests things was very positive. It's never a negative thing. So that it was a good experience, you know. The only we had some problems with the studio, the cue mix. We couldn't really hear. We had like a single cue mix on the studio. It's not necessarily good. It was a good studio, great microphones, nice board and everything, you know. But you know, when you play, you really need to hear what you need to hear. Sometimes that's not the same as what the other musician needs to hear. So you generally want, like, you know, different cue mix for each musician, because maybe somebody wants to hear more drums. I don't want to hear drums. I hear the drums because I'm in the room with the drums, you know. So things like that. But it was a great experience.
But I think there is an evolution.
Yeah, definitely there's an evolution. Which is, I like this evolution. So I like the direction it's going. I mean, that's why when people want us to play like older SBB things that are, you know, like really fast, to me, that's not really what the band is about. But that's not even really what music is about now, you know. I mean, it was great when it happened. And like, you know, Petrovsky, for instance, is a great drummer. I love his playing. But, you know, I'm not Petrovsky, and we're not playing 1974 music either, you know. So the band has to develop. It's important not to live in the past, again, you know, live in the future. Something that's an expression of right now, you know, not what I practiced in my drum room 3 weeks ago. That's stupid.
On your drum piece, the Max Factor, uh-huh. It was dedicated to Max Roach.
Yeah, you know, afterwards, though, you know, it was electronic drums, but it was, like, improvised. And when I heard it back, it had, like, a structure, and it had little melodies and stuff that sort of reminded me of Max. You know what Max Factor? You know what Max Factor is? It's like a cosmetic, you know, for women. I just thought it was a kind of a cool title, so that's where that came from.
So, does it balance the feeling and passion?
Yeah.
Thank you.
never were there, you know. I mean, let's face it, you know, we're part of our ancestry, you know. So, I mean, there's something in our genes, something in our makeup that once was there, you know. I mean, vegetables that grew out of the soil, the roots, grew out of Lithuanian roots, you know, fed my grandparents. So some of that had to feed my mother, who fed their father, and who fed that. Something about it. You can't describe it. It's an amazing feeling.
I remember you wanted to have stand in your...
Right. Yeah.
What's your hobby? Except for me, of course. I didn't hear you're interested in trains.
Yeah, I love trains. You know, I love trains. I mean, you know, all kind of trains. Regular trains, books and movies about trains. I have a small, electric train layout in the house. You know, just not big, but they're Lionel trains. They're like, they're nice to run. I mean, it's very calming. You know, after you're recording, you're pregnant, and you go and run the trains for 10 minutes, and you feel like you're in this other world that you created. It's nice. When you're cooking, I love to cook. But I don't have much time for hobbies, you know. Most of my time now is working, you know. And working is for me. I mean, drumming is still a hobby for me, you know. It's not like work. I mean, work, you usually think of work as being something you got, you have to do, you don't want to do. Is something you do for pleasure. So my life is basically a hobby. You know, because I do it because I love to do it. You know, that's very lucky.
That's right. Cool. What would you like to wish you for the future?
Oh, I don't know. Just stay healthy, you know, safe. Yeah, hopefully the planet will be okay for, you know. So, you know, your children and my children can have children, and it keeps going. Hopefully everything just will fall apart. I mean, the world's a little scary right now, but it is what it is. I don't think it's ever been a safe place. We came out of a jungle, for instance. So, just wish people that, because happiness is a funny thing. I mean, it comes in different forms, and you can be happy by being stupid, but that's not real happiness. So you can sit in front of television and watch terrible television shows and feel happy because, maybe you're not working at that time, but that's not really happiness. And to me, happiness is sort of when you're growing, when you feel like your life is meaning and the things you're doing around, the people you affect around you and everything become better. You know, it's like making the planet a better place is true happiness, I mean, when I play good, and, if Joseph or Apostolos weren't happy, it would be hard for me to be happy, because then, even if I played good, what did I accomplish? But if I can make them happy, then I've done something, So it's a matter of, it's not a matter of us, it's a matter of everybody else around you, making the planet a better place. It sounds pretentious, but it's really true.